Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay. So. You know, one of the headlines is, I believe there's a Michigan school that is telling students not to come, about 37 students not to come to school because there's a chickenpox outbreak. And if there are 37 kids unvaccinated, they don't want them coming and getting exposed to chickenpox. So they're telling the kids to not come to school for 3 weeks or to at least show that you are immune. And, you know, I look at that and I go, okay, well, that makes sense, you know, because it's a high school. And if a high school student gets chickenpox for the first time, that could be pretty serious. But the next thing that I think about is, well, then what about flu? Okay, when a school has a flu outbreak, are they going to tell kids that are vaccinated to not come to school? Probably not. Flu season lasts anywhere from October to May, sometimes end of May. So, if you have kids that are not vaccinated to flu, do you let them go to school when flu is rampant and flu kills? I mean, chickenpox can kill also, but we see more flu-related deaths when it comes to flu. So I found that kind of interesting. I'd like to kind of know what schools are going to do if they're going to start taking on these policies of not having kids come to school if they're not vaccinated. And another headline that came out today was half of Americans have no intention of getting the flu shot. They're like, yeah, I know there's a flu shot, I don't want it. You know, we have this big narrative now of, you know, not being anti-vaccine and how anti-vaxxers are bad people and, you know, and I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm kind of against crucifying, discriminating against groups of people when we ourselves are kind of being hypocritical. Okay? All this, well, the anti-vaxxers caused the measles outbreak and the mumps outbreak and the hepatitis outbreak and the chickenpox outbreak. All right, well, then where's your stand on flu shot? Are you getting the flu shot? Oh, no, I don't get the flu shot. Well, why not? It's a vaccine. You're either pro-vaccine or you're against vaccines. No, it's not like that. Well, if that's the way you're making it, but these parents are anti-vaxxers. I mean, let's call it like it is, okay? If you're pro-vaccine like I am, we get every vaccine. My kids get the flu shot. They got their measles shot. I mean, HPV, they're going to get every vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm not going to pick and choose. I'll go, well, maybe this one, maybe not that one, maybe not that one. If I do pick and choose, then I could say I'm pro-vaccine, but I really can't diss people who make similar choices. So, you know, we're expecting kind of a bad flu season. So here's the scoop. We finally got Australian data. I love the Australians, but they kind of took their sweet old time. Okay, so Australia had said, they had let us know. Remember, Australia's in a different hemisphere. So their toilet water, when you flush, goes a completely different direction. And they came up with Outback. So I'm a huge fan of Australians. Totally huge fan. Hopefully we never go to war with Australia because I don't know whose side I could take. Because Australia is awesome. Especially since I love Outback Steakhouse. So with Australia, they said that their flu season started early. And remember, they have their flu in the summer when we have our flu in the winter. So we're like, well, that's odd. Why is it early? You know, global warming, climate change, whatever the hell. Or is it a more virulent strain? Well, we're being told it looks like it was a more virulent strain. Australia had 289,000 laboratory confirmed cases, which means they had more because the average person doesn't go to the doctor to get swabbed for the flu. So they had close to 300,000 laboratory confirmed cases, including 722 deaths. Now, that's the highest number they've had in the last 5 years. Their 5-year annual average is usually only 96,000 cases. and 335 deaths. So they doubled in deaths over the last 5 years from average. Okay, that's not good. Because our flu season usually mimics what happened in the southern hemisphere, because we're in the northern hemisphere. Yeah, check a globe, people. So, looks like now, when you hear the media say we might have a more severe flu season, even though we really are kind of talking out of our wretched peritoneums, I mean, we really can't say we know for sure. I'm kind of going to support them on that one, because if Australia had a bad one and they had double the number of deaths, I think we should brace ourselves for a bad one. So our flu shot this year, how does it look? I mean, it looks good to me. I mean, it's got the, you know, we have influenza A and influenza B, and it covers both. Swine flu got a lot of us in 2009, so they have that covered. They got the H1N1. They got the H3N2, which hit us really hard a couple years ago. So that's another real virulent strain. They got B, Colorado strain. I don't know really much about Colorado, you know, but, you know, Colorado, they have issues with the Denver Broncos, so I wouldn't be surprised if somebody got ticked and, you know, mutated some flu. I'm not sure what happened there. And then if you have the quadrivalent vaccine, you have the B, and I can't say this on air because I'll get in trouble, but it's the Phuket. But it's supposed to be a short U and not a long U, the Phuket, okay, right? I can't say it on air. And that would be then your fourth strain. So, I mean, it looks like they got us pretty covered. I mean, we're never going to be 100%. Why? Because a lot of times these viruses mutate while we're in the vaccine manufacturing process. I mean, we can't control what's out there in nature. And all, you know, we could take the virus, we could try to make the vaccine out of it, but if it's out there and it's circulating and it's mutating, you know, because viruses are very highly mutable, you know, it might be able to evade what we were able to do in terms of immunity. You know, flu season, October, roughly, even though we've started to see some cases, we've already had one flu death in California in September. So roughly between October to end of May is flu season. The most common cause of death with the flu is pneumonia. It's not so much flu that kills you, it's pneumonia. So for those of you guys that are due for a pneumonia shot, get a pneumonia shot. You know, and if your kids, if you're like, well, you know, I'm still thinking about what to vaccinate my kids for, at least get those kids vaccinated. Try to vaccinate your kids for everything, but make sure they got their pneumonia and their flu vaccine. Don't just do flu. Make sure they got their pneumonia also through their Prevnar. So we take that pretty seriously. In fact, when there were a lot of deaths, flu-related deaths, you wondered if was there also a more virulent pneumonia strain. Everybody should get the flu shot if they're over 6 months old, especially pregnant women. And so there's a lot more to talk about. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. Okay, so we opened today talking about how only half of Americans plan to get a flu shot this year. CNN is describing why that is a problem. They say 60% of adults think that the flu vaccines is the best preventative measure against flu-related deaths and hospitalizations, but only 52% said they're going to do it. They're going to go and get the shot. And I know there's a lot of you out there that go, well, I don't like shots. By the way, if you don't like shots, that is 1,792% normal. None of us are supposed to like shots. We give them. I'm a doctor, I give shots, I get shots, I get IVs, I get things jabbed into me all the time. But is that normal? Is that a normal human instinct? No, it's not. So when I hear a man, a 6'4", 270-pound man say, I don't like getting a shot, I don't blame him. It's not really, it's kind of counterintuitive to when you have this closed system, like your body is, to let something be pierced into your skin and go into you. It's not, well, maybe you're not 100% closed, right? Because, you know, you poop and stuff. So, you know, don't feel bad about not wanting a shot. Now, it might not be advantageous to your evolutionary drive and ability to outlast, you know, other mankind, because flu is a nasty pathogen, but a lot of people that don't want to be injected by something, that's, you know, it's a fear that a lot of people have, which is, again, a fear people need to understand when we talk about the anti-vaxxers. You know, they got a healthy baby, they don't want needles going into their baby. That's kind of a normal reaction. Very, very, very rarely the instinct may be right, but for the majority of the time, they could relax about it. But I get it. We have to get it. So the National Foundation for Infectious Disease and the CDC held a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington on Thursday to talk about the survey and to encourage Americans to get vaccinated against this potentially deadly disease. They said, make no mistake, the flu is a serious but impactable health challenge. Now, according to Alex Azar, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary, he says, I'm here because the mission of the HHS is to protect and enhance the wealth and well-being of every American. And one of the easiest ways to do that each year is for everyone over 6 months of age to get a flu vaccine. Now, the big argument people say is, but the flu vaccine doesn't work. It's not effective. It's only 40 to 60% effective. Well, okay, in a good year, that's actually good. Okay, nothing's going to be 100% effective. Flu doesn't allow that sort of vaccination efficacy or success because it's a virus that's out there and it's a very highly mutable virus. It's not the most predictable. So for us to do what we can and it protects 60% of the people who get it, that's pretty damn good. Now, 1 year, I think we're only at 18% effectiveness or 23%. That was kind of, you know, not our highlight. Okay, you know, we kind of held our head low with that one. Unfortunately, whenever we do have a year like that, people turn around and go, yeah, so why am I going to get the flu shot? Well, because even if it protects 18% or 23%, or the flu might just keep on walking when it sees your antibodies. It's definitely any efficacy of the flu shot we find can help you prevent the flu. So, let's say it's not as well matched. There's been some studies saying even if you get the flu vaccine and you get a flu that's a little mutated, you might not get as sick. It could maybe lessen the number of days you're sick. You might not get as severe a flu. Now, there are reports that if you're overweight, you might shed the virus more. So you might be protected, but you might turn around and shed the virus more. And so, you know, any sort of barrier you could have towards this nasty bug is better. The NFID survey, more than 1,000 people, found there was an increase in the number of children who were vaccinated against flu. About 63% got it in the 2018-2019 flu season, which is actually a 5% increase from the flu season before. So we are doing better, but again, here we go. 63% of kids got the flu shot. Did the other 37% of kids get banned from going to school or using public transportation? No. So then why are we banning those that didn't get the measles shot or the chickenpox shot? Well, because chickenpox can kill. Well, so can flu. Flu kills more than chickenpox. See? You know, we got to be consistent here, people. So pediatricians are at least driving the message home, getting people vaccinated. But, you know, I'd really like to talk to the parents. You know, that 37% that they came up with. And again, this was, I'm sure there's more kids that didn't get it, to be honest. I would really like to talk to the parents who didn't vaccinate their kids for the flu and ask what their thinking was. I would ask them two things. I'd be like, one, did you vaccinate your kid against the other things? And the majority of them will say, yeah. And then I'd say, well, then why didn't you do it with the flu? And the most common answer these parents will say is, well, because it doesn't work that well anyway. It doesn't work that well anyway, and you chose not to vaccinate. Why? Well, because there could be risk factors. I don't want my kid getting the flu. You can't get the flu from the shot. So the reason why I bring this up and I'm dissecting this to this degree is over the next decade, there's going to be a big war against anti-vaxxers. And the media, schools, possibly even the Supreme Court is going to go after them in terms of, you know, do they have a right to refuse vaccines? And rather than it being a grab your knives and pitchforks sort of thing, I really think we need to actually dissect and look at what is the average parent thinking. So when you have a parent that does vaccinate their kid, but chooses not to vaccinate against the flu, that might give us a lot of insight into the anti-vaccine mind. Well, I don't want my kid injected with anything. I don't want to bring my kid into a, I don't want to miss work. I don't want to, you know, my kid gets enough vaccines. My kid gets too many vaccines. And the reason why I keep bringing this up is because flu is the deadliest and the most common of the viruses that these kids are exposed to. And it's the number one vaccine that is refused. You know, this anti-vaccine movement, everybody's making such a big deal about the measles and the mumps and the chicken pox, but the number one vaccine refused in this country, in this world, is flu. Parents are refusing the flu vaccine for their kids all the time. Why? Do they think it's dangerous? Do they think it's worthless? Do they not want something injected into their kid? Flu kills, for crying out loud. I mean, you know, if a parent has a choice between two vaccines, I've been asked that. You know, what should I vaccinate my kid for? I'm not going to vaccinate my kid against all 20-some illnesses. So, doctor, pick one. And I'm like, I can't choose. I'm not going to choose. I'm not going to put my license on the line. But if I had to, and you're going to allow me to give you one shot, because that's what they do. They go, I'll let you stick one needle into my kid. So pick a good one. Well, if I'm going to pick one, and it's flu season, I'd say give the kid the flu shot. And I think I would have the backing of my academy on that one, because you're going into flu season. Your kid hasn't had chickenpox, hasn't had measles, hasn't had any of the other vaccines. But what has the highest degree of killing your kid, God forbid, this year? Flu. So I don't get it. And then I also don't get the doctors. Why aren't the doctors using the same diligence when it comes to the flu vaccine as they are with the measles, the mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis, all that? They say older people account for the most flu-related hospitalizations, yet only 68% of long-term care workers who interact with the high-risk population got a flu shot. Now, that's low compared to the overall estimated rate among healthcare workers. 81% said they got their shot last flu season. But when they look at the number of children who died of the flu, only 22% were fully vaccinated. Now, that's also scary. 22% of kids who were vaccinated, right, still got flu and died. So we need to get our acts together. We need to definitely have a much different attitude towards vaccines. The 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House votes on Friday to overturn President Trump's national emergency declaration to build a border wall, sending the legislation to the president, who ultimately will veto it. It's the second time that Congress has voted to block the president's plan to divert money from Pentagon funding to build the wall. On Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says opening an impeachment inquiry against President Trump is about national security. Republican Senator of Texas Ted Cruz doesn't believe Nancy Pelosi is all in when it comes to impeaching President Trump.
I think Nancy understands that impeachment is a train wreck for the Democrats. She has been trying to hold back the hordes. And you know, watching her, it almost reminded me of a hostage video. I think she was blinking SOS.
Cruz, speaking on Fox News, also believes the impeachment inquiry against the president is a mistake. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Pittsburgh Public Schools are looking into a, quote, inappropriate homework assignment. They are investigating a homework assignment that was a worksheet given to first grade students at the Linden Pre-K to 5 school. District officials said in a Facebook page, they stressed the assignment was not a part of the district's curriculum. They were dismayed to learn at the inappropriate homework assignment that was distributed to first grade students, and they are reviewing the materials. They put a Facebook post. the details are a little sketchy. It looks like it was centered around children running away from a police department. So Tom will run. He will run from the cop, the assignment says. Tom will run with Rob. They will not stop. It ends with, "Get them," yells the cop to his dog. The dog gets Tom and Rob. Rob's socks is wet from the pond. Now, as you can see, they're trying to probably stress the ah sound of O. But why are kids running away from a cop and the cop has to sic the dog on them? Superintendent Anthony Hamlet said in a statement that the district is investigating the assignment distributed to students at the Linden Pre-K in Point Breeze, saying it's inappropriate. They also say the worksheet is not part of the district's curriculum or intervention programs. They write, "While we continue to support teacher autonomy to supplement classroom materials to meet the needs of their students, we must ensure that all materials placed in front of our students are culturally responsive, validating and affirming their cultural and ethnic identities. The district is investigating the source of the materials. This is a personal matter. No further information is available." So the homework assignment, which has been circulated throughout social media, has caused outrage among family, staff, and community. He said, "First, let me be clear, the worksheet is not part of our curriculum." So I'm looking at the worksheet. It says, directions: read the story 3 times, color a star each time you read, color your evidence for each question in the text. And so every time there's a cop, log on, not mop, you know, what did Tom fall on, who are they running from? So on one end, you're looking at this exercise, you're like, okay, wait a second, okay? You know, when we read kids' stories or when we practice things, many times we don't really put a lot of thought into the practicing sentence, right? So, like, you know, when people say, okay, what's an example where we'll bring up it's A as in, you know, and we'll accidentally say a bad word. Not because we want that as an example of the A sound, but it just, we couldn't, at the drop of a hat, think of a better, you know, phrase to use. The two O sound. Book is an ooh. You know, ooh as in boob. Okay, well, you're not going to tell a kid that. But what if a teacher accidentally said that? Okay, well, you know, no, bad teacher. But, you know, I don't know, teachers really shouldn't bring that up at all anyway. Trying to think of an example where when we try to show how to use something, like they'll say use something in a sentence. I mean, I remember in medical school they would do that. Scrubs, it was so funny. Scrubs is so realistic when it comes to medical school, where Kelso asked the guy who later became, you know, did forensics, you know, or worked in the morgue, you know, "Can you... tell us about, hyperparathyroidism." And he goes, "Can you use it in a sentence?" And, I mean, we used to do that in medical school, too, you know. "Yeah, all right, Dr. Dahlia Zadira, please explain to us what pseudostratified clonal epithelium does. Can you use it in a sentence?" "Yeah, I'll use it in a sentence. Dr. Zadira is going to fail this class and is going to be kicked out of medical school on her butt because she doesn't know what pseudostratified clonal epithelium is." I go, "Oh, thank you, that clarifies, thank you." You know, and it's like a bad example. But this really accents at the end of the assignment, who are the kids running from? They're running from a cop. Now, at that point, I'm like, well, they could have run from a dog. Why did they have to run from a cop? They could have run from a dog. And so then you start to kind of wonder if there was some sort of malicious intent or some sort of, you know, planning, behind this. So school district solicitor Ira Weiss said he was told that 2 teachers are involved and that the administration is investigating, but he could not provide further information. Nina Esposito Vizquez, president of the Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers and a reading specialist, said the exercise was one page in a packet of homework given to students. She said it was apparent that the teacher was schooling the kids on short O words, meaning words with an O in the middle. She describes the incident as a mistake, but did criticize the posting on social media. So some people are saying, is it really a big deal? She wrote what was written there was inappropriate. Oh, I'm not saying what was written was appropriate. What was written there was disgusting. What was written there should have never been. But she thinks the assignment was unintentionally given to students. Now, that's the other thing, too. I mean, when you hand out, and this looks something like it was printed. You know, this looks like a worksheet gotten from something. I don't know if the teacher made it themselves. You got to really, really be careful what you're passing out to the kids. But a lot of us aren't stupid. Somebody, even if it wasn't the teacher, whoever made this worksheet, okay, might have an agenda. I mean, I went to school in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Phoenix, Arizona, as well as Las Vegas, so I went to multiple schools. And I remember reading in one of our history books a little bit of a slant. And I was expecting the history book to be very objective. But I was able to pick up on a slant of it. And I was kind of shocked by that. And I'm like, wait a second. They're giving their version of the story. And if a school doesn't pick up on that, and textbooks are huge, they don't pick up on that one paragraph. There is some really powerful stuff that could get to a kid. Now, unfortunately, as we see in colleges, there might be this agenda. And they might want to, provoke more liberal thinking. So when stuff like this comes across, that it's fine. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I was in class and it was just so ingrained. And I'm like, can we just learn about photosynthesis without there being any discussion of President Carter? I mean, not that that's who was president at the time. Clinton was, but you know what I'm saying. You know, and so schools are the one opportunity that people have access to the kids without the parents being there. And so I don't want us to be paranoid, but I think as parents, you really got to be diligent. You know, teachers could pick a book, and the book may be a great book, but there may be parts of that book that have some sort of a political message. And the teacher may not realize it because it's aligned with their political thinking. They're like, all right, it's a great book. And they might not even realize that, because they're like, okay, well, it's not saying anything, because a red flag would be something that isn't across their thinking. You know? So, for example, somebody may, let's say, read a book on, the main character would smoke. Well, nowadays, we'll probably scratch that book going, okay, well, we don't want people to think that they should smoke, and we got a main character smoking. But if the teacher smokes, he might not think anything of that book. So, I don't know. We might be overreacting. Maybe we're not. But I don't like the idea of kids being scared of cops. With the exception of, in my neck of the woods, there were bad guys being dressed up as cops abducting kids. For the most part, we want kids to be able to run to a cop if they need to. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you guys heard about this. The feds have taken down an alleged Medicare gene test fraud that would peddle cheek swabs. This is really, really interesting because, I mean, you know, there's all this genetic testing that companies now do, and you could swab a cheek and get DNA, and you can get DNA from, you know, a cheek swab. But in this particular case, it exploited seniors' curiosity about genetic medicine by enticing them to get their cheeks swabbed for unneeded DNA tests. Medicare was billed about $2 billion. Now, this was dubbed Operation Double Helix, right? Because DNA is a double helix. Yeah, I'm sure the feds thought that was hilarious. Operation Double Helix, there was a crackdown, and it targeted telemarketing companies, doctors, and labs in a joint effort by the FBI, U.S. Attorney's Offices, and the Health and Human Services Inspector General. More than 30 people were charged around the country. The alleged scam flourished at a time when many people are getting DNA tests to trace back their family heritage. They said fraudsters preyed on people's fears by harboring genetic markers for disease such as cancer, or their fears of having genetic markers for disease. But genetic testing is not routinely used to screen for cancer. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, wait a second, my doctor had done this. When I'm reading with this, okay, when I first heard this, and I know we'll finish the story, but one thing I want to stop here and say, they said that fraudsters preyed on people's fears, and they got telemarketing companies, doctors, and labs. Now, if I think back, I closed my office a few years ago to go and teach and spend more time in media, you know, and on my radio show and stuff, and then telemedicine. But if I think back, there were a bunch of companies that came to my office saying, do you want to provide this testing? And I go, what kind of testing is it? And it goes, well, really cool. You could do a swab. Medicare covers it. You do the swab of the person's cheek. You send it out. Medicare covers it. So, the, you know, because I'm like, I don't want the patient spending money on this. They go, no, insurance covers it. And it does certain genetic screens. And I remember thinking to myself, that is way cool. But since I know Medicare doesn't really cover a lot, okay, and a lot of times patients end up getting bills for things that Medicare should cover, I never signed up with the company. So when I look at this, and I heard that people got busted, doctors got busted, I'm thinking to myself, well, thank God I didn't sign up to do this, but I'm really wondering, these doctors that signed up and these labs, I mean, was it really fraud? I was told by some of these companies, and I'm trying to remember which ones, because, I mean, it always happens. People come in going, you know what, you could do this, you could, you know, you can do an exam, you can bill, you know, the services, it's Medicare covered. So it's not that we bill and make a crap load of money, because you don't make a crap load of money from Medicare, but that the patient won't get a bill because it's covered. And it gives medical information. And doctors love the idea of knowing somebody's BRCA1, BRCA2, you know, even though these cheek tests might not do BRCA1 and BRCA2, knowing if somebody is BRCA1 or BRCA2 positive is very, very cool. So, if it's very, very cool, is it really fraudulent to be doing the test? I don't know. You know, one thing that I think is really, really cool is when you offer ultrasounds in your office or certain radiology in the office. So, a person, let's say, because I got to say, so remember, I was an ER doc and an urgent care doctor. So, when a patient I thought had pneumonia, I could just do the x-ray right then and there and look. Or if I thought the patient had a fracture, I could do the x-ray there. What was very frustrating for me in training was when I was in the outpatient clinic, I'm like, okay, you need an x-ray. So I got to go and send you somewhere. And hopefully you go today. And if you don't go today, I'm hoping that I'll get the result and I'll remember your face when I get the result, because I get hundreds of pages of results a day. I would rather just do the x-ray and read the x-ray, and then I would send it out and pay a radiologist to read it formally, just to double do. But companies would come in saying, look, you know, all these gallbladder ultrasounds, things like that, you're sending out. You could do it here in the office. And then you could also make money because you're taking on that liability. You have a right to bill for it. And you're like, you know, it'd be so damn cool for me to actually see the gallstone myself. There were some instances where I would order an ultrasound and the result came out wrong, you know, from the radiology company. And so I kind of like to look at my own studies. And I'm like, okay, that would be really, really cool. And since it costs money to have a, you know, to have an ultrasound machine, or since it costs time and there's liability, that's great that there's a billing code that you could send. But who knew that years later somebody could say that would be fraudulent if those tests weren't necessary? So thank God I didn't do them. It's crazy. So anyway, according to Shimon Richard, who heads the Inspector General's Investigative Division, they said a decade ago it would have given Medicare beneficiaries pause if somebody wanted to get a swab for the cheek of their saliva. Today, people know and recognize what genetic testing is, and they think, I can get that done, and I can get it done for free and find out if I have health issues that I need to address. Now, Richmond says it's a bad decision. Not only does it put the patient's Medicare ID in the hands of fraudsters, who can then keep reselling it for illicit purposes, but it could potentially compromise unique details of an individual's makeup. But again, I understand if there are people fraudulently running these companies, but if there are companies going, look, we could do this testing, I mean, are they being bad people? They say another downside, Medicare might deny future coverage for genetic testing when it's really needed, since the patient's record will show such an analysis was already done. Patients should only have genetic testing if their own doctor orders it. So they said the scam worked like this. Officials said a telemarketing person or in-person recruiter would convince a Medicare enrollee to take a genetic test, assuring them that the program would pay for the cost. The patient would provide the Medicare information, a doctor in league with the fraudsters would approve the test, and collect a kickback from the recruiter company. Okay, that's not good. A lab participating in the scheme would run the test, bill Medicare, and share payments collected from the government with the recruiter. They say bills to Medicare connected with the scheme range from $7,000 to $12,000. In many cases, the patient never got a report back, or the results were incomprehensible. They said Medicare paid out hundreds of millions of dollars before authorities detected the fraud and moved in. They said there was no single organization by the fraud. And they said this operation went after several networks. Medicare enrollee Linda Morris of Parker City, Indiana, said she was roped in at a conference on aging well. She's a retired high school math and journalism teacher, so she got her cheek swabbed by one of the health vendors at the event. Their ploy was get a mouth swab, but you could analyze how well your system synthesizes the drugs you are taking. It never crossed my mind there was anything wrong with this. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times people came to my office going, we could tell who will tolerate the statin better, who will respond better to which antibiotic. And I'm like, this is some cool material. This is some cool knowledge. I just never signed up for it. It's good I didn't. Some of the charges were $33,000 and Medicare paid almost $10,000. Morris said she was never billed, but she was also never sent the results. When she looked up the address of the test vendor, it was a house on a back road. She said, I feel stupid. In the meantime, I'm furious. So, another guy from New Mexico said he almost sent in his cheek swab following a telemarketing pitch. He's a retired accountant. The company sent him a kid, but the paperwork that came with it was suspicious. The physician requested it was not my physician. And then the marketing company kept calling him. All right, so be careful out there, people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.